had to drag you through gray to get you to white. But I was willing to do it. And the peace at any price was not in my vocabulary, because I was going to keep talking about it till you got it, even if you passed out. But the warranties are about prudence. And when we hear prudence, and I don't know about you, but when I first heard prudence, I thought about lack and tight, and we got to be prudent. And see, then when I heard about, and see, a lot of years, most of us think that it says in warranty one that we should have a prudent reserve. And what does it say? We should have an ample reserve as our prudent financial principle. See the difference? See the difference between an ample reserve and a prudent reserve? And see, what it says there is, and this is the thing that we have told over and over and over, which is one of the great myths of Al-Anon. It says money is a tool. It is not the end. And money is not bad. Tradition 6 does not tell us we can't have money or property or prestige. It tells us those aren't our goals. We don't lend our name to an outside enterprise less problems of money, property, and prestige. That's the principle. Don't give away the Al-Anon name or hook the Al-Anon name to an outside entity to get property, money, or prestige. But the World Service Office is not a separate entity. It's the legal arm that Lois created to serve Al-Anon family groups. We're talked about in Tradition 10. So it doesn't say that Al-Anon can't have money, property, and prestige. It says don't give our name to an outside enterprise. And when we were leasing property, we were giving our money to an outside enterprise, and they were making money. And when we were in New York, we were paying $885,000 a year for rent. And it went to an outside entity. And today, it costs to run the World Service Office in the current building where we are, it costs less than $280,000 a year. And that includes utilities and all of the costs associated with running the building. And that money belongs to the fellowship. But the building itself is not the end, because it said when we decided to try to own property that we would do it on a trial basis, and if we had to sell the building, we would even sell it at a loss if it violated the traditions. See, that's a spiritual principle. That's not about an investment. The building is not an investment. The building is a tool. And that's what the warranties tell us. Use the goods that are given as tools. Strike a balance. So we can have an ample reserve. We can have enough people. We don't need to worry about who's got power. There's plenty of power available. For those of you who want more, well, maybe take an inventory and think about it. There's enough prestige. We're not looking to be the most important anything. We want people to find us. That's what we're looking for. We want people to know that if you need help, Al-Anon is there. That's why we do public service announcements. We're not trying to impress anybody. We're not trying to make Al-Anon some super thing. that it's the cool thing to belong to. We want to find people in pain. And so that's what it's about. It's about a spiritual idea, not control. And the warranties there are to empower us and to guide us. They're boundaries, but they're not barriers. You see, the traditions for years were seen as barriers. We can't do this, we can't do that. It's not this. But spiritual principles can expand. It doesn't mean that you have to throw them out the window. But one of the things that I have seen over my life, especially since I've been in Al-Anon, is the discussion, yes, we can't, but what can we do? And you see, that's what the balance is about. It talks about personal relations. And it says that we need to be prudent in our relationships with others. We talked about that. We talked about the need that most of us are sitting back and we're really not sure that we're good enough. Even though many of us have been in Al-Anon for a long time, we have those days where we're like, well, yeah, but she could do a better job, or he's really the better person, or I could never be like so-and-so. Well, you're not supposed to be. You're only supposed to be like you. You're supposed to be the best of you. Al-Anon is to be the best of you. It's not to be you versus somebody else. And we sit back and we wait to be asked. And so, because we know that's true, it's really important for us to ask people. So because you can't be sure that I can see that I have this talent or that I have this ability, it's important for you as an Al-Anon member to say to someone else, you know, I think you could be the treasurer. You know, I think you could be the GR. But the important part is, with the warranty is, if we offer to help, if we say to someone, we think you could do this, that we don't abandon them when they agree to do it. See, our job is not only to find those next people, but it's to support them. It's about making them, you know, what did we say? We all want to be a success. So our job is to help someone be a success. And that's what the warranties talk about. It's that balance about the ideas of what it is that we want. And remember, it is our behavior, not our words, that attract. You know, a lot of us can say a lot of things and do something entirely different. And so the warranties caution us to be sure that we match what we do with what we say. And see, that's why it says we don't need acts of governance, because we believe in obedience to the unenforceable. We recognize God in that group conscience, and we allow ourselves to believe that because that higher power helped guide those people make that decision, even if I think it's wrong, I can accept it. And I don't have to criticize it. And therefore, you see, we don't need any act of government. It isn't about trying to make Joe sit in his seat at the group. You know, if Joe gets up and walks around, we got to decide, can we ignore that? Now, if Joe gets up, walks around, and mumbles, we might have to say, Joe, sit down, stop mumbling. If he doesn't pay any attention, we may have to have a group conscience, because if you can't have a meeting if Joe's walking around mumbling. But maybe Joe needs a meeting, so maybe one of us could say to Joe, come on, Joe, we're going for a walk. Take him and walk him outside. Let him mumble to you. Why? Because the rest of the group still has a meeting. You can get a meeting another time. See, it's about balance. It's striking the balance. It's being prudent in all of our affairs and not seeking or looking for that power, prestige, or authority. Because we said, and going back to concept one, if we want to have the authority, we have to let it go. Thanks. Said I have to eat this because they probably won't let me take it on the plane.
Well, some of it you might be able to. But I know you like Louisiana, and so I wanted to give you a little. And I wanted you to give one to Donna because she was so nice to us.
Oh, thank you. Now I can start my own second line.
Let's everyone close in the usual manner, but I really would like to thank Rick and for spending his weekend with us. You know, he's doing this on his personal time, so thanks. Thank you.